This is program number LW2650. Well, what have you done this week to make your marriage a love affair? You know, you have to do some things on purpose to give that marriage that special little spark. What have you done this week to make your marriage a love affair? Hi, this is Larry West. In her book entitled Creative Counterpart, Linda Dillo presents some things from the woman's point of view, challenging wives to do something to make your marriage a love affair. She asks, when was the last time you sent a note to your husband at his job, thanking him for taking you out to dinner? She asks, when was the last time you put a note in his briefcase or lunchbox telling him you love him? It reminds me of the fellow who opened his lunch one day while on the job. He unwrapped his sandwich and found someone had already taken a bite out of it. One of the other fellows sitting with him saw it and began to laugh. The husband chuckled himself and said, that's my wife's way of sending me a message, telling me she loves me. Seems like a pretty good way to me. Mrs. Dillo says to wives, it costs only a few cents to send a letter, and it takes only a few minutes to write one. She says, we write thank you notes to everybody else, to the neighbor who invited us over for hot dogs, or to Aunt Grace who sent the lovely gift. Then she says, what about the fellow, though, who takes you out to dinner when he'd rather collapse on the sofa, or who spends Saturday afternoon watching your offspring play a game of baseball when watching the football game on television is what he really wants to do? She says, we somehow feel our husbands just know that we appreciate them. But, she says, try letting him know by writing him a note. He may not show any emotion or even act embarrassed, but inside, he'll be thinking, you're a pretty smart woman to have figured out what a terrific guy he is. Then, she says, there are hundreds of little things that you can say or do to let him know that you love him. Let me ask that question again. What have you done this week to make your marriage a love affair? You know, when you have two or three kids, the PTA, an extra job, and 1,001 other things to do, it's hard to do some of the little things, but it's the little things that count. And we can do generally what we make up our minds to do. Mrs. Dillo says in her book, I thought my busy life and three children made it hard to be creative until I was struck by the example of a friend. Telling about her friend, she says, Nancy's husband was a resident at a local hospital, working 36 hours and then with 12 hours off. This wasn't enough for them to live on, so he would work at another hospital on weekends off in order to make ends meet. The result was that they saw each other about as often as you and I see the president. But unlike many of her friends in medical circles, Nancy refused to let this ruin their marriage. On Friday evenings, when Jim couldn't come home, she would dress up their daughter and herself and would drive 45 minutes across town in rush hour traffic to have dinner with him in the hospital cafeteria. Jim would proudly show off his wife and little girl to all of his colleagues who were munching their meatloaf and macaroni in solitude. Warmed by her demonstration of love, he would then go back to work while Nancy drove the long miles home. And on Thanksgiving, she says, when all the other men in America were home with their families and turkey dinners and football games on TV, Jim had to work. Undaunted, Nancy packed up the turkey and the trimmings, and linen and silver as well, and the whole works, and she took it to the hospital, where she and Jim dined in elegance. Wasn't she doing something that made her marriage a love affair? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I care about our marriages. I'm convinced that the strength of the home determines not only the strength of a nation, any nation, but it also determines the strength of the individuals themselves. And of course, that's who God cares about. People, individuals, you and me. And He wants our homes, our marriages, to be secure. That's why God says in the Bible, husbands, love your wives. And He says to wives, serve your husbands. I've written a pamphlet called The Drama of Marriage. I'd sure like to send it to you. It's absolutely free of charge, The Drama of Marriage. I think you'll like it. Write me for it in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.